Serving laughs with a side of light. Body love in every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy.
Happy New Year, almost. It is Chubbs Gone Wild, episode 622, recorded on Monday, December 29th, 2025. It is 51 degrees and foggy once again in Chubland. I am done with the fog. Done with it.
Well, this is a different kind of fog
So
than
it's
we
not the
had.
Thule horrible.
No, this is just, this is fog because we got, you know, 4 inches of rain last week. It should be clearing up. We're supposed to have sunny afternoon today, and then sunny for the next 3 days. No, 2 days, because Wednesday, New Year's Eve, we're expecting another big storm.
Oh, it's a whole new storm. Well, it is 3 days until New Year. And 21 until Martin Luther King Jr. Day, 47 until Valentine's Day, 306 until Halloween, and a mere 361 days until it is Christmas once again. Jingle bells, jingle bells. Ah, I'm so excited.
Are you excited, Mister? I put up my decorations on Christmas Eve.
Start with me. At least they got up. And they're
Well,
still up because they're staying up until.
I know, but my point is, if once you hit Christmas Eve, stop hanging things up.
Oh, no, it was wonderful. I put up mommy's tree. I put some more decorations on the big tree. It was beautiful. It was really beautiful, actually. Yeah, I'm not a last minute liking person. Like on TV, when they have those episodes where they bring home a tree and decorate it on like Christmas Eve night, and I'm just like, why? And then they get rid of it the next day. I'm like, why?
Well,
You killed a
because
tree for nothing.
if you don't have a tree, then Santa doesn't have any place to put the packages.
Yeah, well, you need to enjoy Christmas. It's not just a. Anyway.
Okay, coming from the guy who put up his tree on Christmas Eve.
No, my
You're
trees were
sitting here
up. My
contradicting
trees were
yourself. It's
up. They
crazy.
may not have been decorated, but they were up. And they had
Okay.
lights on them, and they were beautiful. Now you made me forget what I was going to make a note of. Oh, well. Yeah. Suno. Okay. Where were we? Not everybody can just have one tree and be okay with it.
Or one thought, I guess.
Right. I have multiple thoughts. Oh, speaking of, let's have an affirmation, shall we? I rejoice in every moment. I love my life.
Yeah,
Yes.
that works for me.
Yeah, that's fine. Happy New Year.
Fine, fine.
It's just fine. Rant fine. All right. Hey, let's talk about Patreon, though. Patreon offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like My Life in Fragments podcast, books, videos, and more. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Stasage, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix Dave, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/mattburlingame to find out how you can become a member of our tribe for as little as $1 a month. Now, there were some crazy things that happened throughout history on this day, December 29th, starting in 1890, when the U.S. Army troops massacred the Lakota Sioux at Wounded Knee Creek, South Dakota, in one of the last major conflicts of the Indian Wars, quote unquote. In 1845, the T Republic of Texas is admitted as the 28th state of the United States. In 1170, wow, that's gone back in time. Thomas Becket, Archbishop of Canterbury, is murdered by knights in Canterbury Cathedral.
Crunchberry?
Canterbury?
Oh, okay.
Yes, Sir Thomas Becket. He's not the best of pretty. Anyway, moving on. In 1940, German air raids on London caused extensive fires during World War II, and the first YMCA in the US opens in Boston, and the year cited in some historical records. Yeah, 1940, I guess. Anyway, hey, there were some notable birthdays on this day, including Mary Tyler Moore, who sadly left us in 2017. We have Ted Danson, John Voight, Jude Law, and Ross Lynch. And yeah, we all know Ross Lynch. He was the boyfriend in Sabrina.
What about you like John Voight? He's one of your favorites.
He is?
Yeah, he's right up there with Brigitte Bardot.
I'd have to look up John Voight, so.
John Voight, that's what's her name's father. Brad Pitt was married to her. She played
Oh, Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie. Yeah, that's her father. Yeah, he's MAGA. MAGA, MAGA, MAGA.
Great. That sounds great. It looks like Trump is making Mel Gibson, John Voight, and Sylvester Stallone into a movie. Yeah, that's lovely. Lovely. Moving along from that.
Another direct-to-video.
If that. All right, well, let's see if we celebrate any holidays today, starting with it is National Get on the Scales Day.
How rude.
I know, right? So that we can all start marking our goals for the
Oh,
new
God.
year when we all have to lose weight and be happy. Fuck that.
Fuck.
It's also National Pepper Pot Day. I love her. Pepper Pot. It is Still Need to Do Day.
You know, pepper pot's a soup, right?
Pepper Pot is a soup. And Pepper
Yeah.
Potts was also.
Okay, I'm just making sure that you're just not some
No,
drooling
but you know
idiot.
how I remember that Pepper Potts was Iron Man's assistant is our dear sweet friend Clint, who has had a dog named Pepper, who I was completely in love with, and her name was Pepper Potts. Anyway, it is also TikTok Day. All right, that sounds just lovely. Hey, let's look at a couple multi-day events continuing today, including International Year of Glaciers Preservation. Good luck with that. It is also the Decade of Action for Road Safety, National Eggnog Month. I did not have any eggnog this year. Also, National Fruitcake Month. I did not have any fruitcake this year.
I did. I bought one and cut it in half and gave the other half to Brian.
Oh, that's nice that you got to see a little friend.
Oh, I didn't get to see him.
Yeah, that makes
Just dropped it off.
through the window, I see. And then it's also read a new book month. Yeah, didn't do that.
Books suck.
Tomato and winter squash month.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, winter squash, yeah, I can see that. But tomatoes, where are
Huh.
they? Oh, they're getting their tomatoes from Argentina, probably.
Well, not unless they're tariffed.
Oh, they're tariffed, girl. They're tariffed.
And it's also Universal Human Rights Month. Yeah, not in America.
Well, you can still be the
But
month. We're just, they don't care.
right. All right, well, let's see if we have any birthdays that are coming up here eventually. Yes, well, today, happy birthday to filmmaker Mr. Mikey Manshot. And then we have Jacqueline and Kelly. Upcoming birthdays. Happy birthday to Tracy Bear David. We have Chris, Eric, DeAndre, Carlos, Paul, Sage, that Joey Boohecker from Cocktails and Cream Puffs. Okay. Let's see. We also have local Penny Ann Klein, one of our sweet theater people. We also have Cassie Aspen Todd, DJ Sausage. His birthday's on the 21st. Or no, on the 1st, excuse me. And then we have Todd, Bobby, and Baloo. Baloo Bear. I haven't heard anything about Baloo in a while. Hopefully he's okay. All right. Former Pride 48er there. I think he was on Pod Cubs. All right. Well, oh, a happy mentioning of the birthday to Mr. Nephi. We hope that he's doing well. All right. Well, what's in your bead bag, sir? Oh, that's right. Nothing. Womp womp.
It's Christmas. Get off everybody's back.
I know. How about chub hugs?
Well, my chub hug goes out to the world because for the first time in a long time, I'm hearing the news talking about World War III.
Yeah, isn't that lovely?
Yeah, there, I guess the China's moving in on
Taiwan.
Yeah, and then you've got Russia is continuing on Ukraine, and now
Iran.
Trump is going after Greenland, after let's see, it's Venezuela, and then there's a new one now, Nicaragua,
Nigeria.
Nigeria. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we need to believe me. I mean, we're not going. You and I aren't going to battle, but if it's here.
Well, yeah, especially since apparently Russia has let it be known that the Air Force base that is a local to Sacramento is going to be one of their targets, if anything ever comes of it. So lovely. Just
Actually,
lovely.
yeah, they'll go for Beale.
I think it
The other
was.
two are not, there's nothing there.
Yeah, I heard Mather, but I'm not sure.
Well,
Okay.
if they want to go after FedEx, yeah, that's the place to go.
Well, that would piss people off. Yeah, that would start a war, interrupting our packages being delivered. All right. Well, chub hugs, I just everybody that needs one, because I think everybody needs one.
Oh, listen to you.
Except some people in the top tier of being crazy and placating crazy so they can keep getting money. Anyway, Tom wants to talk about some sad celebrity deaths.
We're already there.
I
Wow.
know.
Well, let's see. I wasn't even following along. Okay, now I am. Oh wait. Now, yes, now I am. I am now. Okay. So, number one, British actor William Rush, best known for the long-running role in the 2000s teen drama Waterloo Road, he died at age of 31.
Oh.
The middle actor, Pat Flynn, he died at 60 after a long cancerous battle. Big Brother star Mickey Lee, she died at 35 after suffering multiple cardiac arrests.
Wow.
And she was just on Big Brother this season.
Jeez.
I know, it was crazy. Let's see. Perry Lamont, a longtime guitarist and keyboardist for the influential band The Cure, has died at the age of 65. Then you've got Different Strokes star May.
Melanie.
I don't know why I couldn't read that. Melanie Watson, she died at 57. You'll remember her as the young girl in the wheelchair
Yeah,
on
she
the
once
front.
said that she really regretted giving up acting.
And finally, Brigitte Bardot, whose portrayal of the free-spirited ingenue made her an international sex symbol and the pride of France, who turned her back on the movie stardom in 1973 to become an animal rights activist. She died at 91, and she was also a huge racist and homophobic right-winger nut job,
That's true.
according to what's written here. I think that's nut job is no, nut job is, you are tossing out your thoughts. I'm sure that it wasn't listed on IMDb. Nut job.
Really? Are you sure?
Okay. Yes, I'm sure. So let's see. My week, since we're going to move on from you're tossing out names of people that you're calling them nut jobs. I mean, you
Yes,
could still be a big ass
film French
racist and
icon
not be a
and
nut
animal
job
rights
girl.
activist Brigitte Bardot has a history of making racist and Islamophobic comments and was convicted multiple times for inciting racial hatred. At least
And
six times by French courts. And.
no nut job. Okay, there we go. So, anyway, looking at my list, of course, it's just been nightmarish because, of course, we're in that limbo area between Christmas and, well, actually, I should say between Thanksgiving and New Year's. So it's been pretty. I mean, I'm looking at most of the shows that I watch, and they haven't had an episode in at least 2 or 3 weeks. We did finish up the morning show finale this week. That's over on Apple TV. Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston. It's a great show, but it is heavy. It's a heavy show. They got many things exposed. They got Reese Witherspoon out of jail. She was in jail over in the, I guess she was, it was the Eastern Europe area that she was being held. It was terrible storyline. I mean, it was a good storyline, but it was terrible. I finished up the holiday baking show. You finished it up? Okay. Well, my holiday baking show boyfriend wins, Charles. So I was happy about that.
I mean,
Oh, come.
it's fine.
I
It's
mean, he's
fine.
got a
I wasn't against him.
cute mustache, and he's got really nice hair, and he's always so dressed up. It was
I was more into Chase, but I was
Chase.
fine with any of them,
I
honestly.
know I couldn't deal with Chase and those sleeveless sweaters he was wearing. They're so gross.
They were lovely. His they want he needed to show his tattoos off, which
Yeah,
were
we're
okay.
gross. Which were boring. Yeah. Let's see. Heated Rivalry, we finished up that. And episode 5 was so good. And then episode 6 ended really, wow, I didn't expect it moved really quickly into where we're going in season 2. Now, are you watching it?
Nope, not yet.
Okay.
But I sure hear about it from everybody, so it must
Well,
be good.
yeah. Well, I like the secondary storyline with Hunter from New York and his barista boyfriend.
The autistic guy, yeah.
He's not autistic.
His character is canonized as autistic.
Who?
The barista.
Wow, okay. I don't get it, but all right. Let's see. No, we didn't watch that. Oh, we're watching Culinary Class Wars over on Netflix. This is a it's a South Korea. Basically, they bring in 80 new up-and-coming chefs and 20 established chefs, and then they have a competition. So, and it's kind of fun. What the best part about it is that they're ingredients that they get are so gross sometimes. And it's like, what are you gonna do? Like what the one I just watched was, okay, you know when you see seaweed and it has those like white like berries or whatever it is on them, they look kind of, it's green, and then they have patches of, I'm figuring are seed pods. Anyway, they had to make something out of those. It was disgusting. Then Squid Games, the game show over on Netflix as well. Actually, it's really a good show that I'm really surprised. There, what's so good about it is their editing. The editing is really done well. It really keeps, I mean, like watch the recap, as I always say. And on that episode, they will recap anything you've missed on the main characters that they're going to be watching this episode. And it stays pretty focused, and I appreciate that, especially when I'm high and I'm watching, mindless television. I'd like to have at least the show is focused, if that makes sense. So, did watch White Christmas, Arthur Christmas. So that was both. White Christmas is always Christmas Eve, and Arthur Christmas is always Christmas Day. I don't know why it's just become that. Let's see. There's a new show on Netflix. Was that Netflix? I guess it was Netflix. It's called The Great Flood, and of course, I love a good disaster movie. This was not it. Comes to, it was so irritating. And what if you watch it or somebody else watches it and wants to discuss why I found it so irritating, I will discuss that with them. But there's a gimmick in the show, and if I say what the gimmick is, it takes away any surprise that there is in the show. So it was, but it was like very unsatisfying. And then I watched The Family Plan 2 over on Apple TV with your favorite Mark Wahlberg. I know you love
Everything
him.
with him.
And then, but this was interesting. I've been watching these shows that they've had on YouTube. It's called The Biggest Bombs of, they have decades, they have years. And then I was watching the biggest holiday bombs. And one of them was of the 80s. And of course, one of the biggest holiday bombs was A Christmas Story, because when it first came out, it came out before Thanksgiving. And now the problem was in it kind of didn't hit the first week, but then it started picking up, because I remember I saw it first day. And it didn't do real well, but then the next day it started doing, or the next week it started doing much better. And then it kept continued to do much better each week as word of mouth progressed. The problem was, and is especially in that era in the 80s, movie theaters, first of all, had much more limited screens than they do now. They didn't have 74 screens at one theater. They had, five, six. So sometimes you'd get up to like nine, but they weren't huge. So what happened was all those screens are promised out to new movies, Christmas movies. So, it's like some places now could bring it, keep A Christmas Story going at one of their smaller theaters, by dropping off extra showing of the latest Avatar movie. But the, in those days it was gone. It went from like at the Centuries, the big theaters in town, and then it went to the small theaters, the discount theaters. And those places always had problems, unless they were exploitation films. Because you see a lot of these little terrible, terrible movies, that we would call direct-to-video now. They were drive-in movies or secondary movies that would go to these small theaters, usually in, let's say, ethnic neighborhoods.
Mm.
Okay, so of course, Christmas Story is not going to do really well next to, Superfly 2. What happened to Shut Your Mouth? Kind of, it's not going to do well, and it didn't. But then it came back the next year and was a much bigger hit. And then, of course, once it hit VHS at that point, it became a huge hit and a staple. And then was it TBS, WTBS, I think, was the one that TNT, one of them
Yes, TNT, I believe. Yeah.
did the 24 hours of A Christmas Story every
That's
year.
how I ended up watching it the first time.
Right. So, but it was interesting. But well, the other thing that was interesting was there was another movie that was on there, Babes in Toyland. And if you remember, this came out in the 80s. It was Drew Barrymore and it was Keanu Reeves. And it was also almost Tom Swanner. I
Really?
had auditioned for the fat guy character. And what happened was I could have had the job if I had a passport.
Oh, really? Oh, that
Yeah.
sucks.
I know. I could have hung out with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, before he was Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. So that was it. But it was, I remember it was after I had already lost one job for a commercial in Japan, which I was going to be the funny, or I auditioned to be the funny guy who's, doing traffic out there in the middle of the street. That was for some commercial that they had, and they were going to fly me out, but I didn't have the passport. And then this happened, and then after that, I got a passport. So, and I never needed it, never needed it for a show or a gig, but it was, I thought you might be interested in hearing that story because it was like, oh, look there. Oh, it was a big bomb. That's why I don't really remember it. But oh, yeah, look, I saved my career from being tarnished with a movie credit. But okay, anyway, that's other than that, the tree is still up, which is odd for us. We finished up all of our cookie exchange cookies.
Nice.
I mean, eating them. And
Nice.
so much to the fact that Sean goes, I'm gonna make chocolate chip cookies. He made a batch of chocolate chip cookies last night. And yeah. And oh, we made sausage and double cheese pizza a couple nights ago. And if you're a fan of Fast Times at Ridgemont High, which I also auditioned for, the TV series, Spicoli had, that's the pizza Spicoli had ordered to Mr. Hand's classroom, sausage with double cheese. So we had that in little honor of Fast Times.
Cool.
So, and that we made that ourselves too, by the way. Oh my God. And yesterday, was it yesterday? It was yesterday. I've been, because the ads have been sucking my dick. Okay. They've been terrible. And I'm a big ad watcher. So, this last set of ads, all of a sudden they had like ground beef at a decent price, not decent, but a better price, over at Safeway. If you buy it in the 5, 6 pound packages, you get it for $3.99, which, believe me, I've seen it up in like $7.99 for ground beef, which is insane. And then they had over at Foods Co, they had a bunch of different kinds of sausages that were ridiculously cheap on sale. There was this, they had these Farmer John's, I think it's Farmer John's breakfast sausages. They're little teeny ones, little teeny ones. And Sean was ready to buy them when they were 2 for 7 last week. Okay. And I'm like, 2 for 7? I don't buy those unless they're a dollar a piece. And then, of course, here comes the sale, dollar a piece. Picked up 5 of those for what it would have cost. Well, we couldn't even got 2 before that. And then Kroger's Postle Kielbasa and summer sausage, $2.99 for one of those links, the big, yeah. So
Love those.
and so that we've got protein coming out of our butts.
I
So
don't
that was
know,
very
man.
exciting. I love
Agree.
getting good deals on groceries.
Yeah, totally understand that.
And what I love are the people who can plan their whole week of food before they go to the grocery store. And I'm like, you don't even know what's on sale. I'm sorry, but the sales are the ones that tell me what I'm making for dinner.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because if it needs like a two ribeye steaks, we're not doing that one.
Yep.
Crazy. Okay.
No, I totally am right there with you. With me, it's like, what do I open the freezer? What's there? Okay, that's what we're having.
I know. Sean doesn't seem to understand it. It's like there's a certain joy I get out of not having to go to the grocery store to make a meal. And he's like, well, I'll just run over the. No, then we're not doing it. This is the whole thing. We can figure out what to have without going to the grocery store. If it says it needs whole milk, we'll just we'll use almond milk and sour cream. There, it's fine. So we'll make this happen. And that to me is a big thrill. I love being able to, I went actually it was a couple weeks ago. I went 5 days without having to go to the grocery store and
Whoa.
making something each night for dinner, substantial something each night for dinner. I don't mean like, oh, look, here's a pot pie. Okay, that doesn't not something frozen. I made something each night and I felt really good about it without having to go to the store.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
You're very domestic.
I try to be.
All right. Well, for me, my week, let's see. I did get in a few little Christmas shows like the Vicar Dibley special, Miranda, Flintstones Christmas Carol. I didn't really watch any, well, major Christmas movies this time. Although I did watch the Christmas Setup with Fran Drescher. I own that one. And it's a very cute gay Christmas movie. Just fun. Christmas Cookie Challenge Season 8. I think that I just turn on the challenges at night before I go to bed, and I don't know. Sometimes they're neat and they've got neat people on, and sometimes I don't know, when I find myself yelling back at the, or not yelling, but when talking back to the hosts saying stupid things, I realize I need to watch something else. I also watched Hollywood or Hollywood Holiday Wars seasons 5 and 6, finished those up. Not a huge fan, but they're filler, background filler. So, we talked about Hollywood Baking Championship. So I came across this show caught last night called Hoarding for the Holidays, and I wasn't gonna watch it, but I do love my hoarding
Now,
shows.
you said it was on Prime, right?
Yes, it
I
is.
couldn't find it.
Really? It's probably something like a Peacock or
Oh, so you didn't have
oh,
it
it's,
on the. So
but for
you.
me, it all comes through Prime, so I just thought it was on Prime. Anyway, but so yeah, but look and see if you can find it. It is something that I think you would enjoy at least watching or skimming through. These people are nuts. I mean, I love them for what they are, but they are like, what do they call them? Blow molds. This most of them are just addicted to these blow molds, and those are like the plastic old things like Santas and snowmen or something that you put on the front lawn, and they're basically just a piece of plastic with a light in it that's like a nondescript snowman looking thing. But oh my God, these people had there was one that actually uses their kind of addiction with Christmas stuff as work. They decorate parties and stuff, and they have so many storage facilities that they spend $9,000 a month on their storage facilities for their Christmas stuff. There was a woman who wanted her, a tree that costs $5,000, And so her husband agreed to get it for her if he could have back his garage from some of her Christmas hoard. And it was the ugliest freaking tree. There was people that had just like their entire basements were so full of like these just huge things, the same thing over and over. Now, the ones that actually had their stuff like in sections and cataloged and their ornaments that were all the same color in like tubs and stuff like that, those people I was a little bit fascinated by. But the ones who just had stuff stuck everywhere and constantly have like every room in their house so full of Christmas stuff. Oh my gosh, it was giving me anxiety. But I think that it's if somebody just wants a kind of a fun watch, because they weren't making fun of people, they weren't trying to fix them, they were just going along for the ride. And a lot of them were also people like, you know, that have the huge displays, like they set up and people come from all around to see their huge outside
Yeah,
light
the Fabulous
and stuff like that.
40s.
So it, yeah, but like to the extreme, like one house having everything from the Fabulous 40s all on their house type thing. Anyway, so kind of fun show. There were oh, lots of gays, lots and lots of gays, and gays that are like kind of scary in a way because they're so wrapped up in it that they're almost, I mean, borderline insane.
Well, you remember Seth from the Bears, don't you?
That sounds very familiar, yeah.
Well, he's kind of locally famous because they always go to his house on, I think it's one of the independent channels goes to his house every year and views his like 14, 15 trees.
Oh my goodness. I don't
Yeah.
feel as bad now. People make fun of my four
Well, he's
trees.
got really nice stuff, not crappy stuff. So,
Well, thank you very much.
oh, I didn't mean yours. And by the way, don't be talking about weird things about people who have lots of Christmas stuff because, you know, we've got a couple on here that that are pretty big into their
Yes,
Christmas.
we do.
And
However, they are like, so the difference is that our dear sweet, let's just say, Moose, puts up decorations that you're like, wow, I don't know how he does that. I know he starts in like probably the day after Halloween and is putting him up till Christmas Eve, but you're just like, wow, that is amazing. Now, in the hoarder situation here, there were a few where you were like, wow, that is really amazing. But then you see the behind the scenes of it, and you're like, wow, they are nuts. They are obsessive. There was one guy who like has this person who makes him who he buys couture Santa Clauses from, and he's so freaked out that somebody's going to like poach her from doing this from him that he meets her in secret locations, different locations every time. And oh my God, it was just like some of these people are borderline nuts, but in a lovable way. Anyway, go check it out. Seriously, it's worth the watch.
by the way, it's HBO Max and Disney slash Hulu. So
Well,
you
then
didn't
that
give me
helps, and I
even
watch it on
one
Prime.
fucking place right. I don't know. You tell me.
Good. Well, I saw it on Prime. I don't have the others, so there you
And
go.
anyway, I can tell you I have at least 6 or 7 30-gallon crates of Christmas stuff. And the funny thing is that I haven't opened those crates in a couple of years, so I don't even know what I have anymore.
See, I'm telling you, that's how it starts. But yeah, if you think my little stash is bad, I'm
Only because it
fine
looks
with it
bad,
now.
not because
Okay,
it's
so
but
mine literally says Prime Video. It is on Prime. Oh, Discovery Plus. is what they have it on. So you can watch it on Discovery Plus too. All right, moving on. I finished up The War Between the Land and Sea, which is the Doctor Who spinoff. It has Russell Tovey in it. Let me tell you, the last episode, he was shirtless almost the whole time. So that was fun.
Yeah.
But wow, is that it is one of those that leaves you just feeling like, okay, well, I guess we won, but what a fucking horrible way to win. So, but a lot of good thoughts, especially about like, how we need to clean up the what we've done to the oceans, etc. Anyway, I did watch the first two episodes that are out of Fallout season two. It's fine.
Pop, pop, pop.
Yeah, I know you love that. For me, I was cringing at the mouse pops. I don't need to see that type of thing. But yeah, just a whole bunch of unlikable people.
It does seem like they're more unlikable this season than last, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But interesting. So Mulberry. Okay, so on Matinee Minutia, we talked about this series, British series from 1992 called Mulberry. It lasted two series, eight episodes
Season
each, I believe. No,
seasons.
not for British, it's series. Anyway, I forgot how good it was and how much I loved it. It's basically about this son of death. His parents are death and springtime, and he basically goes on his first job to help this woman cross over into the afterlife, and ends up being her servant and liking her, and then trying to get her to stop being a crotchety old kraut and enjoy life before basically she's, he has to take her. So, and somehow it lasted two season series. So there you
It's
go.
interesting on IMDb, they listed it as season one and season two.
Well, we are American, but yeah, it's British. They call them series, and for us, we call them seasons. So
Okay, that doesn't make sense, but
I
go
just
ahead.
think they're nuts. So.
Oh, like Brigitte Bardot.
Yes, it's a big nut job. And I did ask IMDb, or no, whatever the AI is, and they said, well, nut job is subjective, but she pretty much was. That's
I
what it said.
don't believe you.
Oh,
Go
go look
ahead.
it up. Go look it up.
Whatever.
All right. So anyway, you can t hear us talk in depth about Mulberry on the next Matinee Minutia, which should be out sometime next week. And then finally, well, not finally, because two more things. Well, one, okay, so I have been working putting music together on Suno and stuff like that, which is basically my lyrics. And then, of course, Suno is the AI song creators that you tell it what kind of music that you want to your lyrics, and it creates it. Well, anyway, I've been working on a lot of holiday music, and I put it all into one YouTube video. And I sent it out to the people that I care about the most, including our patrons and friends. And so that got out there. And I got
I
a
didn't get
lot.
anything.
I am sure I sent it to you through text. You probably just ignored it.
Whatever.
Yeah. So, but anyway, that was really fun and really nice. And I loved some of the feedback that I got from everybody. Including the song that kind of had everybody's names in it, including yours, but you probably didn't listen because you
It's
don't
'cause I didn't get it.
pay attention.
Well, you did say you're friends, so that's probably why I didn't get it.
Oh, whatever. Oh, by the way, it is on my Facebook as well if you'd like to go look it up there. All right. And then the last thing I'll talk about is BritBox, Paramount Plus, and Peacock. I'm canceling all of them. And the reason being, well, partly because Paramount Plus is part of the whole shit show fuckery with, 60 Minutes and all that bullshit, the political scandals that are coming out of there. But also, they have now completely changed and whitewashed the, and I mean that literally, the new Star Trek series has gone from being forward-thinking fun into, just towing the white man party line. That will be out fairly soon. But also, because all of them have upped their prices, and now for all three of those, which are channels that I have normally loved, it's going to be $40 for all of them. And I'm not paying that. But one of the things is if you tell Paramount Plus and Peacock, no, BritBox, I don't know. If you tell some of them, there's a couple of them that if you tell them that you want to quit, they'll offer you two months for $2 a piece. And so I went ahead and did that, and then I'll just cancel them when
Oh,
I'm.
even Paramount, who's got that horrible thing with 60 Minutes,
Actually, I think it was
but
Peacock and
for $2,
BritBox.
you'll go ahead and
Hey, you know
bite your
what?
pride and swallow it.
Yes. Yeah. $2. But I'm not paying them $16 a month. Anyway, moving on. Are you done?
Are you?
Are you? So here, what would you do? Someone at work keeps stealing your lunch from the office fridge. You're tempted to leave a decoy meal with something unpleasant inside. Do you set the trap, confront your coworkers, or start locking your food away?
Well, I wouldn't bring my lunch, but if I was bringing my lunch and somebody was eating it, oh, there'd be something inside it.
I'm sure I can see you doing that. I definitely would be thinking about doing something like that, but
I mean, nothing that would be, poisonous to them.
no special Ex-Lex pudding or anything.
Oh, no, I'm thinking something much more personal.
Oh dear. You're good enough, you're smart enough, and doggone. Oh, no, that's the wrong one.
Well, of course, nowadays
People like you.
that wouldn't happen either, but if I could, I would.
Yeah. Well, for me, I think that I would just stop taking lunch that has to be refrigerated. Like just something I can put in my desk. Because why bother? It's too much. All right. Love it or hate it. Children in restaurants.
Well, what do you think?
I think as long as they're well behaved and quiet, I don't care. But if it's like some of them with the screaming kids that and running, letting parents that let them run around and
Okay, you know that's exactly what's happening. This question is not about nice, quiet children who are well
it
behaved.
just
This is
says
about
children. It doesn't have a quantifier.
this is when you're
They're
sitting
nut
there at the
job children.
table. And the child at the next table stares at you while you eat, obviously thinking, "Oh my God, look at the way he eats. No wonder he's so fat."
This
And
has a lot of
the kid's
self-insight.
3 years old, the little bastard's 3 years old, and he's judging me. Oh no. I am tired of taking children to play things that they shouldn't be seeing. Like I saw Sunset Boulevard in New York. And behind us were three under 10-year-old girls. Do you think that's an appropriate show for them? And of course, they actually turned out to be pretty quiet. Although, they're so tall, I can't see anything. Well, then you should have gotten better tickets. But I'm talking about restaurants where the kids are running up and down the aisles, they're loud, you've got a baby screaming. I guess, and it depends. I mean, if you're at McDonald's, okay, you got what you got. But if I'm at a better restaurant, I guess what's coming down to is I'm tired of parents who find it's okay to take their kids' places and just let them run amok. I mean, of course, I was on a plane, a 5-hour flight back from Maui with 30 children under the age of 8 in a 10-seat range of my seats. Actually, they were all behind me. Or, well, there was a baby right next to me. But it's like, okay, plane's one thing, but if I'm at a nice restaurant and you've got kids that aren't sitting at the table and they're running around, or you've got the baby crying, it's like, and you're not doing anything. Well, I don't, the baby will cry itself out. And it's like, yeah, on our dime, not yours. You don't seem to give a shit. And that's, yeah, I have a real big problem with I actually, okay, that's it. I don't have a problem with the kids half as much as I have a problem with the parents who think that, well, I don't have to worry about them. They're not at my house right now. So there's somebody else's problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, if they are well-behaved children, which again, like
Good
you
luck.
said, that falls on the parents. They need to parent. If they're going to take their kids into public, they need to parent and they need to be respectful of other people.
Exactly.
It's not all about them. Just because you have crotch fruit that you're carrying around, it's not all about you. It's not all about them.
Wait, what's crotch fruit?
Kids.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Okay. That's weird.
Yeah. Let's see. Children restaurant. Okay. Hey, Chubbs. Timothy wants to know, what are your thoughts on gay men who want to live a soft life? This is when they rely on their partner to pay the bills while they stay home and do what they want. Is dependence always disempowering, or can it be chosen and still affirming? Well, I don't know. Why don't you ask all the many, many generations of housewives who have had to run houses and raise children and do all that while their husbands went to work? Were they sugar babies? Were they living the soft life? So, yeah, I don't know.
Well,
I think
yeah.
it's perfectly fine. You enter into whatever relationship it is, and if the you have a partner that makes a lot of money that says, I want you to just be able to do what you want and be happy and just be there when I come home and be ready and willing, I'm totally for it. I want it. Bring it.
Well, and I think it also has to deal with, because some people might say that I'm living a soft life, but I've also lived a hard life. I've
Right.
gone through 40 years
A
of
hard knock
working.
life.
Well, probably, yeah, 40 years of working, and now I'm on Social Security. I've got my 401s that I've saved up, all my savings accounts. I own my house. So, sure, I think I've deserved the soft life. Now, going into a relationship, I have been in relationships before with people who can't hold jobs and feel like they're not responsible, but that wasn't how we approached the relationship going in. And I think that's what you were saying, 'cause I mean, if you're some kind of daddy who wants to bring in some sweet thing to, like you said, takes care of the house for the most part, pays the maid, picks up the groceries that have been delivered to the front door. Okay, that's fine. That's the way you worked it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just depends. That it's a depends kind of thing. But if
Right.
you and nowadays, all these fucking gay guys having babies, so they're running into the same problem. And I'll tell you one thing about the wife staying home and taking care of the kids. I know that when I was working, and this would have been, let's say, 20 years ago, or within 10, 15 to 20 years ago, I remember there's this woman who I worked with. She had two or three kids, and her husband had a good job. She had a good job, but her job barely paid for the daycare. Well, once you added in her clothing, her food for work, her commute, and then getting the kids to and from daycare, she was breaking even on what she was making. And in those kind of cases, stay home. Because you cut the daycare out right away. You don't have to worry about getting called from the school to come pick up a sick kid because you're already home. And those kind of cases, I mean, I know my mom worked from home and she did a lot. I mean, she took care of all the shopping and all the cooking and the cleaning and the laundry. And yeah, she was but then I think the different time periods as well. So I don't know how moms today are, but I've got a feeling that if they're taking care of their kids, they're pretty darn busy.
And also I just should say dads too, because there are some stay-at-home dads, so shouldn't just put it
Well,
all on women, but you
especially now
know.
with the gay men having children and staying home. Yeah, I mean it's I think this is it's very subjective. It just is.
And I mean, I would love a situation where I was, you know, in a partnership where they went and did their job and they earn the money and all that good stuff. And I already, you know, I take care of the house and I do all the other stuff. And but it's a partnership. If there is a little sugar thing where you just lay around or whatever, yes, I think that the catch here is dependence always dispowering, or can it be chosen and still affirming? Because a lot of the women, and well, I'll just say people are also, when they don't have to work and maybe they don't have kids, let's say, they're usually the ones that are out doing nonprofit work and fundraising and finding things to do to benefit stuff
Or
too.
watching soap operas and smoking joints or
And there's really nothing
having
wrong with that
cocktails in the
either.
afternoon. Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
I wouldn't be into smoking joints since are there soap operas anymore?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
Well, you
okay.
got to have regular television. Well, not really, because you watch Days of Our
Those are
Lives
your
daily on
stories.
Peacock.
Days of Our Lives, is that still on?
On Peacock.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, I'll have to not watch it because I haven't for so long, but I'm sure Marlene is still trapped in the well or something.
Well, she's still alive. That's what I find incredible.
I'm all for it. I
Well,
love
she came
it.
on the show in the 70s. She's been on the show for almost 50 years, maybe 50 years.
That's crazy stuff. Okay. Hey, Chubbs, a follow-up to the previous question. How do sugar dynamics look different in queer communities compared to straight ones? Well, I think we kind of talked a little bit about
Yeah.
that because in straight ones, it's not necessarily a sugar thing. It's more of a, you know, marriage, partnership, whatever.
Yeah, but I think you have to look at it as it is a sugar thing. Meaning no kids.
No, I think it's more acceptable probably in the gay community.
Yeah, because, well, yes, I think because most of the time we don't have kids. The majority don't have kids. So, we're in the even in the sugar daddy straight world, they still have to deal with the kids, even though they're probably the same age as the kids. The
That's true.
yeah,
From the
so
first wife.
yes, exactly. So
Well, that's actually me because my stepmother's only 3 years older than I am. So, you know,
Well,
we could play Nintendo together.
my nieces are 4 and 6 years younger than myself.
Pretty much. All right. I think there's less of a stigma, probably. Probably, this is just my opinion on queer sugar daddy type things than there would be with straight, because
Well,
especially these days with everything going on, you don't want to be in that relationship.
Well, I think it's I agree with you, but I also think it has something to do with the fact that for years the gay community didn't marry, and so
That's true.
now with marriage kind of thing, that turns it around a little bit. It
Absolutely.
almost says none of your business.
Yeah. All right, hey Chubbs, how did your idea of showing up for others change in 2005?
25.
Thank you, 2025.
I think it's changed a whole lot.
Yeah.
I mean, look at our group, and look how much all the fun stuff we did together in the month of December.
Yeah.
So,
But I also think that the idea of showing up for others when you can when you take it to the people that are putting their themselves on the line for the people that are, ICE is targeting, and them getting in the way, getting in the middle of it, or showing up, making videos and making sure it's as public as possible, et cetera. I think that that's
see that,
pretty incredible.
well, this is the difference between you and I. We do this
Okay.
every time. You look at it on the grand scheme of the world, and I'm talking about just us.
Well, just us. I think, well, did we really show up for each other this year? I think when we needed mental checks, is that the right way to put it?
Yeah, but
We
if we
were
can,
there.
but if we can do it by text or
Yeah.
computer, like emails, and we'd rather do it that way.
Well, all right, because most of it, well, not me, because I'm not that busy. You got your stories, so you're really busy. But our other friends are, well, not that one, but yeah. No? Okay, everybody's just an asshole.
Kind of. I mean, we're kind, not assholes as much as we got our own shit to deal with. We don't want to deal with
Right,
yours.
exactly. We're not ready to just rush right off to go do something.
Yeah, it's not, it's we're not involved in like the theater like we were, and
Right.
that was all time consuming, and
Yeah.
we don't really, you still have your one place, but other than that, none of us do.
Yeah, nobody's really doing nonprofit. Well, yeah, exactly. Right. Thank you, Mr. Timothy. We truly appreciate those thought-provoking questions, and we hope that you will be our sugar daddy. So, all right. I remember peanuts glasses from McDonald's. I sure do.
I don't know what those are. I
Oh,
mean, I know what they must be, but I never remember them.
yeah, they're like the promotional glasses from McDonald's in the 80s and 90s, or well, yeah, 70s and 80s
Were they
mostly.
made out of glass or was it
Yeah, they were
plastic?
actual glass, and then they had little like Charlie Brown and Snoopy
Scenes?
thing scenes on them. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I loved them. I absolutely loved them, but and I wanted them all. And I think I had one set of them once, but man, they were so easy to break. Oh my gosh, were they
Well,
break?
that's glass is easy to break.
Well, yeah, but there's glass and then there's cheap ass dollar store type glass.
Okay.
Promotional glass. Anyway, I loved them. I would still have some, except that I have to draw the limit somewhere. Like, I don't need that. They just sit in the cupboard. All right. What's in your lunchbox? Mr. Moose wrote in and he said, not very hungry. So ordered just a couple of appetizers for lunch. Egg roll and fries, fried pot stickers. Just enough for me. You know what? I had some Chinese food for Christmas again this year, and it was just so bad.
That's funny
Just
because
so bad.
Lawrence didn't mind it.
Oh yeah, well, you know what? Lawrence isn't me. So Lawrence can like it, and my mom didn't like hers either, and it was just mush. It was just tasteless mush. I was very disappointed. So I absolutely love your picture of your egg rolls and pot stickers, and I will ask you for some. Yes. All
I
right.
want the next one is what I want right now.
You want the Christmas and not much open, so you stopped into Denny's for a burger. It
You're
was
kidding. That's
good. I know. I
Denny's?
saw that picture and I'm like, really? That's Denny's? Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm down though.
I
I
mean,
would eat that.
the fries, the double burgers, it's like almost a cheese skirt starting there. And the tomatoes and the lettuce look so vibrantly, beautiful. The bun, but the rest of it is like, I mean, and the bun could be good. I'm just saying it's not thrilling me the same way everything else is on that picture. And it looks like hubby had like an omelet with a side of bacon.
I don't mind that either, but that burger
That
just
burger's
looks
got me hard,
amazing.
okay?
Well, that means Cialis. All right. All right, hubby requested, uh-oh, it disappeared on me. Okay, hubby requested another rum cake. I think I could make these in my sleep. I've baked so many, and yet we have never had one. That's so sad. This one has pecans or pecans or however your region pronounces it, butter and black rum.
It's just gorgeous.
I know. I'm just like, oh my God, I would so tear into that.
Yeah, I don't know why I've always liked a rum cake. Rum cakes are just yummy.
And I love bundt cakes. I don't know why they're getting such a bad rap, like they're antiquated or something.
Well,
I like bundt cakes.
the reason why they get the kind of situation that they do is because they're considered old fashioned.
I'm down.
Remember,
Call me old
you know
fashioned.
what I loved was the bundt cake that had the creamy layer in the center. Remember
Oh,
those?
yeah.
I don't know what that was, but it was really good. But I always liked bundt cakes. Bundt cakes were fun. They were different. But yeah, they sure got a kick in the nards on that. But you go back and you watch those YouTube shows on, things we do, foods we don't see since the 70s, and bundt cakes were one of those.
And yet I'm like, I see bundt cakes all the time. I go to the store and there's little bundt cakes. So I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, thank you so much, Mr. Moose. And really, everybody needs to go to our facebook.com/chubsgonewild group. Check out what's in your lunchbox and
You
check
got to
out some
check out
photos.
that Denny's burger is what you got to check out. That's
I'm
what.
all for that rum cake, but man, that burger looks really good.
It's Denny's. Oh my God, I thought he was gonna it was gonna be like some local hip place, and then you said Denny's, and I nearly shit my pants.
Well, there you go. Hey, holiday pictures. We didn't really get any submissions, but I do have on Facebook and Patreon, I put a video of my main room decorations. And then actually on my Patreon, I think there's also the side room and the room of requirement and the other rooms as well. So there you
And
go.
don't and I did post mine on Chubb's Gone Wild too.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful as always. All right. Email us things for the show, such as what's in your lunchbox and Hey Chubbs questions, our holiday pictures that you want to straggle on in. What's
Well,
today?
I think this is a perfect thing for what's happening this week. People are always saying to themselves, do I really want to, say that I'm going to do something special in the new year and I'm going to hold to it? And so this is the perfect opportunity for our listeners to start joining in on the talk. So, start sending us stuff, start emailing us stuff, do something weekly, and then you can feel like you've, done your New Year's resolution. And one that you don't have to quit
Moves.
because it takes a lot of effort. So pictures of foods, what, take what's your tree? I know you took pictures of that tree. So why aren't we
Tell us what
seeing
you
it?
remember.
Yeah, so and you know the ones that you keep bringing up is does anybody else remember these peanut glasses from McDonald's? Was it Happy Meal glasses? Was how did you
They
get
had
them?
Happy Meals back then, did they?
I don't know. I don't know. I've
Yeah,
never
no, these were
I
just promotional ones that you get your meal and you pay like $1.49 and you get a glass.
I think I've only had a Happy Meal once or twice, and that was because somebody wanted the prize, so they bought me the Happy Meal.
Really, that's how I've had a lot of Happy Meals with our friend Clint.
Oh, because he wanted the junk.
He loves that stuff. He loves those things. And then he gets it and he looks at it and he plays with it for a minute and then he sends it home with me.
Oh, that's why you have all that garbage in your room.
Not garbage.
I
It's
mean,
gifts from
lovely,
friends.
lovely keepsakes of memories of long ago.
Of things that of movies that I have no idea what the heck they are. But yes, I have a friend who loves things. So all right, hey, email us chubscgonewild@gmail.com and find my other projects and books at justkisstheguy.com. Find all of our links at allmylinks.com/chubscgonewild. And of course,
If you're watching us on YouTube, go ahead and like and subscribe. Put a little something in the description, you know, in the underneath to let us know it was you, and that you know fucks with the algorithm. You know, actually, if you're going to do a New Year's resolution, let us know what it is, and we'll haunt you if you you don't keep it. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Kidding, because
No.
I won't. I haven't done a New Year's resolution probably this century.
Yeah, I don't do resolutions. I do things that I'm like, okay, that's something that I'd like to work on this year, but I don't hold myself to some
Yeah,
unrealistic standard.
right.
But I did look up what I wanted to do from last year just to see whatever it was. And well, I health wise, I stuck to what I wanted to do, and yeah, so that was good. But gosh, there was something I was going to add to that, but no. Oh yes, so guess what? We got our 100th subscriber on YouTube,
Really?
and it was Ms. Kathy Bacon.
Yay!
Yes, number 100. Woo-hoo.
She's leaning in for the March birthday. So yeah, I can see that's good. Smart move. Smart move. Very,
That's
very
right.
strategic.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So, stay tuned for the fun song after we close out here. But in the meantime,
Wait,
Happy New
what
Year.
fun song? Is this the crap you're making?
The crap I'm making. See, this is what I go through. My artistic endeavors always get crap.
Oh God. Oh my
So,
God. Just a minute. Bring out the cross. Matt wants to hang himself up again.
Yeah, well, don't worry. I'll write a song about pooing and you'll love it. It'll be a hit.
There you go.
All right. Anyway, we will catch you next time. Happy New Year. We love you and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye
Bye.
bye.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.